Why was underwear part of the story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shelley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Okay, my story's about when my dad was dying. He was in Medical Lake Veterans Hospital in Tacoma.
Okay.
And I'd been going to see him every day if I could, but anyway, it was on a Saturday, and his wife gave me a call, and she said, if you want to see him again, you better get here quickly. And I was living in Kent at the time, and so, you know, I got to Tacoma as fast as I could, but it was like 2 or 3 minutes after he died, and she was standing there at his bedside, and I walked in, and I told her, I said, well, I'm really sorry I would have been here sooner, but I couldn't find my underwear. And she and I both just started laughing. Standing in front of this dead body, there's all these patients and hospital personnel and visitors going by, and here's a dead body and two ladies hysterically laughing.
Where were your underwear?
I don't know. They were in my bedroom somewhere. I just couldn't find them.
So you could have said, have like an underwear drawer? Did you have to wear that specific pair of underwear?
You couldn't say goodbye to your dad because you could not find your underwear.
That's all right. He and I didn't get along that well anyway.
All right. Well, that's all right. If you want to put it that way.
So wait a minute. Why was it this specific pair of? Do you only own like one pair of underwear? And you're like, I can't find them.
Hey, I was young at the time, and you know, times were tight. So
not tight enough. Did you guys patch things up? I hope since you were going there and seeing him on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, no, okay. It was fine. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Anyway, we were a spectacle.
I know where my underwear are right now. I know where they are.
If I'm looking for a specific pair, which I don't think I've ever done off the top of my head, like I got an underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm. I have a pair of underwear in a bag right beside the desk.
You think you do? I'm putting it on right now.
In
theory, I could do that.
Yeah, but I've got them. I've got them. I need a pair in my trunk.
Is this for fear? Because you have a brand new butthole. You take Metamucil. Is this like, look, man, security isn't the way it used to be?
You just never know. You never know.
You don't ever know, but I don't know if I prepared myself. You know, like, I have a first aid kit at home. Now, I don't really expect you have to use it. You know, anything going, we got a fire extinguisher. Yeah. I don't really expect anything to burst into flames, but the underwear, you're right. I don't know, but I feel confident I'm not going to need
this. This was probably a month ago. I am getting ready to jump in the shower. I have a cloth bath mat that I kind of hang up on the edge of the tub. Put that down so I don't fall when I get out. So I've got the water running. I'm standing there. I'm going to rip a big fart. Hell with it. Why not? I blow one, man, and it hits. It hits the shower curtain.
Ah.
It hits the bath mat. It hits the toilet. It hits the bathtub. And I'm looking down like, oh, my God. Like, I did this a foot away from the toilet. It hit the toilet. I didn't even know that that was going to come out of me. And I'm looking down
it
like,
did. I don't think you are.
I had to wash that bath mat twice.
Oh.
Just because it was, you know, yeah, whatever. But it wasn't solid. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So
they never come out solid when it's like
not
that.
No, like that. So I'm like, I cannot believe I just did this in my bathroom, totally naked. At least all I had to do was jump in the shower. But
that's true.
The smell, because I'd already warmed up the water.
Oh.